So this young man, a lot of us here know him, and he used to be part of the youth group here, and we want you to tell a little bit about, maybe a little bit about the time you were here in the youth group.
Yeah, so my name is Johnny. I moved here when I was 5, so that was back in 2000, and I was a part of CCC from around, I think, the summer of 2009 to when I graduated from ISB in 2012. And so being a part of the youth group was really, really a huge blessing for me. I think two of the biggest things that I learned, being a part of, if you guys recognize the name John Sorrell and then Joe Jackson, was just learning what it meant to really engage in spiritual disciplines and how they really aren't just methods, but are really great means to grow. And I think also being a part of a community, I think now it's called Driven, the youth group, but before it was called Rev back in the day. And so I think just being a part of a body that really loved Jesus and wanted to pursue him. And I think having that modeled, especially by our youth leaders, or those Evelyn or Tanya, Joe, Joyce, all of them. And I think seeing them serve in the church, I think it made me want to do that too. So I think it set a good foundation for me before I left for university.
Okay, and so you left and went to university, and now you're back in Kyrgyzstan, is that right?
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that, will you?
So the journey began a while ago. It was within my first year of college where I really felt kind of the burden to kind of go. I think the idea that, or the fact that there are people who still hadn't had any access to the gospel, just really unsettled me. And so I think pursuing this trip right after graduating from university with a gap year was, I think, a wise decision. I was kind of tired from school, doing it for, I don't know what, like 17 years straight, so not a bad idea too, but God, I think, opened several doors. There are places that I was interested in, but those trips weren't able to happen, and so it was around, actually, this time last year where the team that I was a part of opened kind of their arms to me, and I was able to, just make the decision to go, and I've been there for the past 8 months.
Tell us a little bit about where you are.
Yeah, so Kyrgyzstan is a former USSR country. It's very fascinating. It's a very different part of Asia than China is, or most of East Asia. A lot of it is dominated by, how do you say, it's a very rich religious history. Right now it's very, there's a growing presence of Islam, but it used to be a more shamanistic kind of culture. And so we have this kind of country that engages in kind of both, which is very interesting. Another interesting thing is because of the USSR presence, both Russian and Kyrgyz are very fundamental languages. So it was kind of hard to pick what language to kind of study. I ended up choosing Russian. Kyrgyzstan has, I think, roughly 1,604 villages spread out across the country, and over 90% of them have never heard the gospel before. And so part of the experience for me was really be able to engage with locals. I was really blessed to have a local roommate who was really involved with ministry. And so one of the projects that I think Robin wanted me to talk about was to a village in Kuzuluran. There'll be some pictures kind of rolling around. But it's a village that actually is like relatively open, open in terms of partnerships. And so the ways in which I think some of the local believers have effectively reached these villages have been partnering with these villages in community service projects. So one of them that I was involved with was building a playground for them, which is very, very simple, very generic, but for community of children and for the whole village, it's like a huge event. I think they invited like the county like governor to come and like cut the ribbon. It was like very strange, but like really incredible. And I think it's small acts of service like that where people feel like they can be a part of something to improve the village, but also require in some ways the expertise of people from the city or workers, where it kind of develops this partnership and eventually a relationship. And so I think this village actually recently heard the gospel for the first time, it was really interesting. So yeah, we're building the playground. It was raining and snowing that day, so it was really messy. But my roommate actually got to go back and, with his organization, got to share the gospel with them, which is really incredible. So just these kind of community service partnerships kind of open doors for opportunities to share about the Lord with these people who have never heard before. And each village is different. Some are more closed. It really is just up to the Lord to open these doors. So that was just one of the things that I was had the privilege of being a part of.
Cool. All right, so how can we pray for you? You know, what's in the future?
So for me, I will be heading back to the U.S. later this week. I'll be studying a master's for education. And so hopefully the idea is to finish that and to hone the craft of teaching before maybe moving back overseas somewhere to bring that skill back and hopefully use that to reach others for the Lord. So that's kind of the idea. I think ways to pray is just for me to be diligent in my studies. Also for this transition back, it'll be interesting going from a small country that is a population of maybe 6 million to a place where cities are, you know, half that size already. And just needing to rest. And I think the last is just growing intimacy with the Lord. So that would be great. Lastly, I just want to thank you guys for supporting me. For those of you, if you guys remember me or have been a part of this process, I just really thank you guys for being a foundational place for my faith. And I just love you guys so much. And it's really